Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, we have a couple of guests that we keep in a, I wouldn't say a permanent rotation, but we keep them with us on a regular basis, primarily because the information they give is really great information, and then we have a pretty nice chemistry on the air. That would be no less true with our next guest, our very own Marty Schneider, the retirement professor, who can be reached at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-7526. Again, theretirementprofessor.com. That's the website. Marty, how you doing?
Hey, David. I am doing pretty good today. How about yourself?
I'm not doing too shabby. Had a long weekend. Unfortunately, I was a little ill. Which was kind of a, you know how you get a long weekend and then it doesn't turn out the way you want it to? And you're like going, Lord, okay, best laid plans. I understand. But you do your best to recover and you move on, right?
That's right. You know the old saying, man plans and God laughs, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, in my case, I just sense, you know, being Jewish, it's snickering. I don't know. It's not laughing to me. He's going like that. Talk to me a little bit. Tell me some of the news that's going on. Every time I talk to you, I'm afraid to ask you the big question, did the meltdown happen? But talk to me about what's going on and where things are at, especially with all this international news that's going absolutely crazy.
Yeah, actually, today turned out to be a better day on Wall Street. There was some news that came out that based on the situation in Greece, and they were close to defaulting on their loans, and they're negotiating with the European Union. And to make a long story short, it looks like they're going to give them a six-month extension there. So the stock market here liked that news and had a positive day. Not a huge positive day, but green numbers instead of red numbers, so a little gain on Wall Street. But, you know, it's the same thing. It's that day-to-day volatility in this market. It continues to generally press a little bit higher, which I think is going to ultimately make the fall a little bit more dramatic when that day comes. And don't know exactly when that is, but I do believe it's coming.
All right, let me ask you. I got a couple things to ask you. Got to be careful on one of them, because somebody already told me if I ask you this question and they don't like the answers that you and I talk about, I'm going to be in trouble. Which is like, I don't know what that means. But we had a situation, and I'll ask you about it. So we're trying to get rid of our debt, and we had a tough month like we talked about in December. Now we're kind of back on the road to doing better. You know, spending less and less, a little less fancy food, a little less food altogether. But then we noticed about 5 or 6 days ago, the dog started walking with a limp.
Crazy.
Okay, so at first, you kind of get defensive, like, oh, he better not get sick. I'm not spending money. He better not get sick, right? And then I go from that to faith. So, like, put your hands over here. Put your hands on his hip. Let's pray. You know, Lord, heal him, right, kind of thing. And I was wondering, and I know it's a tough question, and you got to be careful answering, Marty, but how deep or how far do you go for an animal? I mean, I there's a place where I can go, but some of these people that are getting, you know, triple bypass surgeries and stuff, I can't do it. I don't know how to get there. What do you do about a pet that could cause me? Is there something you get? Is there pet insurance? I mean, is there stuff to get?
There probably is. You know, David, I can honestly tell you, brother, that I've never been asked that one before.
That's pretty good, Marty. I came up on the first one.
It's pretty good. I am going to go into my official tap dance now. Can you start the music? No, David, I don't really know the number answer, but I would suggest that in, you know, most of those kinds of decisions, you've got to put a boundary around, you know, here's the limit. And if this can't be handled in this limit, you know, what are the alternatives? And I don't know, you know, information like how old your pet is, how, you know, what his life expectancy is, or is this the kind of a situation that could ultimately lead to his, you know, to the dog's death? Are we just extending him for, you know, 2 to 6 months if we do something and spend money and then he's ultimately going to die from whatever it is? I mean, you know, so lots to lots to look at there to consider. But if it's something that, you know, a one-time procedure can give them another 5 years, well, that's a different story. So I think, you know, you'd really want to hone in on what it is that's going on there and whether it really is repairable. And if it is, does it really extend, you know, life expectancy? And then you've got to catch that in terms of, and here's what we can afford to do. Here's our limit. Here's our budget. We can't go over that. And then talk with the veterinarian about, you know, an honest alternative. Did I get myself in trouble, most importantly, David?
You know, I will say you saved yourself well in this answer. I just want to say, but I have, I think, an unspoken limit in my heart and mind, and I'm certainly willing to make sure the dog is well cared for, and we take care of him really, really well. I mean, we spend a lot of time with our dog. We feed him really good, healthy food. We, you know, we try and stay on top of that. It's not his particular breed. It's not a longevity style breed, so I can't do a ton about that. But there is this element where, you know, I think for my children, I would beg, borrow, and steal to any level. But I do think that there might be a difference in my heart and mind for my animal. Love my pet, but Jesus didn't die for Levi. I mean, that's just kind of how I look at it.
How old is the dog, David?
Four. He's four this month.
Yeah. Tough calls. I mean, those are really good little wrestling matches to get down on your knees and pray over, because you know, I suspect that as you pray over that, you know, you'll come to that peace that ultimately we come to when we take it to the right place. So,
no, and I think that's a great answer, because you know what we did is we massaged his leg, and we prayed over him, and he seems to be fine. And this is one of those things, but I thought to myself, whoa, if something happens here, you know, where does it go? See, I always think that, like, well, where does that go, and where does that go? I think I am sometimes too fearful of what's around the corner, because I don't know what's around the corner.
Yeah, now, so there's an interesting little concept. Yeah, that whole little fear bug that infects humanity, and really, you know, that's one of those places where I've had to wrestle in my own life with that through the years, and it's one of those places where I think there's been a bit of a healing, just that, because every time I'm fearful, David, I'm just cognizant of the fact that I'm out of faith in that moment, and it's a hard one. I think it's a really hard one for us to be honest with, but yeah, I appreciate your honesty and your vulnerability on that one. And by the way, I have a bit of a limp today myself, so I might have to have you and your wife massage and pray over my leg too.
Okay, now it's not going to be quite the same, because when he sits there and behaves, then we give him a treat. So you're not getting anything, Marty. Oh. But I'll definitely pray for you.
Okay, you know, I like 31 flavors if you're looking for a good treat.
Awesome answer right there. All right, Marty, what should people, you know, we got a few minutes left. I just want to make sure people understand they're going to meet with you. It doesn't cost anything to meet with you. They leave their checkbook at home. They're going to, first they're going to talk to you. When they first meet with you, what there's got to be a sense of, I mean, they got to have a little bit of trust to be able to even share with you what their circumstance is, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And boy, you're so right, David. I think that's the core ingredient of the, you know, relationship with clients, is there has to be a belief system that says, gosh, you know, this guy really wants to do the best for us. But it starts with just trying to really get an understanding of, A, where people are at today, you know, what the financial snapshot looks like right now. And then what is the goal? What, you know, clearly talking about, here's where we want to go. And that might be debt elimination. That might be, you know, beefing up the retirement savings account. That might be educating kids. That might be, you know, buying our first home. Whatever it is. And then once we know, you know, where we are and where we'd like to go, then we can set out a, you know, a course of action to get from point A to point B. But my experience is that I chat with people that the hardest part for most people is not telling me where they're at today. It's being really clear and on the same page, if they're married, with their spouse about where we really are, you know, aiming this ship and where do we want to go and what the time frames are. So those are the biggies. It's, you know, we're here today. We want to get here tomorrow. How much time do we have and what resources can we allocate towards those goals? And That really is what the financial planning process is all about when you shake it all down.
Yeah. Great answers. You are so great. It's easy to talk to you. You know I enjoy having you on the show. And I appreciate the insight you gave and the carefulness you gave in regards to the sensitive questions. By the way, I did ask you a question nobody's asked you, so I think I get a pretzel. I think I get something for that, don't I?
I owe you a treat, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. TheRetirementProfessor.com is the website. Get in touch with Marty Schneider. You will not be sorry. God bless you, brother. Thanks for joining our show.
See you next week, David. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Lexus Carlsbad and Lexus Escondido have the largest inventory of Lexus in San Diego County. Get great prices on twice the selection of Lexus, only at Lexus Carlsbad and Lexus Escondido. Visit them today.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel, I can get her done." Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
My name is David Spoon, and my friends at Genesis Recovery work with our family, friends, and neighbors who find themselves at the brink of life. They help the walking wounded who long for a new start, a new beginning in life.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery is a state-licensed, faith-based treatment center located in the hills of San Diego's East County. Our mission is to save those in bondage to drugs and alcohol. We focus on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health with Jesus Christ as our focal point. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, Genesis Recovery is here to help. You can learn more about us by visiting our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com, or you can call us at 619-797-7319. Please remember us in your prayers, and if it's on your heart to help those without resources, you can make a tax-deductible donation to sponsor a scholarship. Visit our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com. At Genesis Recovery San Diego, we foster an environment where Jesus sets the captives free.
KPRZ presents our craziest show yet, America's most popular live stage show for you and your daughter. It's the Secret Keeper Girl Crazy Hair Tour, created by best-selling author Dana Gresh. The most fun a mom and daughter will ever have digging into God's Word while laughing and singing together. Secret Keeper Girl is a special mother-daughter event that promotes biblical modesty, purity, and real inner beauty, presented in a super fun and safe environment with live worship. Join us Sunday, February 22nd at Foothills Christian Church in El Cajon, or Friday, February 27th at Calvary Chapel Oceanside at 6:30 p.m. Come experience what over a million moms and daughters have enjoyed around the country. Your daughter and you will have a blast. To learn more and to order your tickets today, go to secretkeepergirl.com. That's secretkeepergirl.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're getting ready to do a few different things. We definitely want to remind you about Israel and make sure that you understand that this is a trip of a lifetime that you will have a chance to go on. ExperienceIsraelTour.com. It's only a $250 initial registration. You go to experienceisraeltour.com to get the full trip information, the registration, get all the visit, get the itinerary, get all of it together. It's October 24th through November 3rd. It is, I will tell you right now, Pastor Alistair Begg is going to be kind of teaching through the tour. So if you want to get a hands-on experience, wow. And there are no tours like Genesis tours. And Reuven, our very own Reuven Doran, going to be, we're doing an interview with him from Israel, I think Thursday morning or somewhere thereabouts, and then we'll be playing it in the afternoon. So I want to encourage you to, if you're sitting there thinking, man, I'm thinking about it, you know what? Go check it out. ExperienceIsraelTour.com. See if this is the right trip for you, if you want to have that opportunity to have the Bible come to life so that what you've been reading, you can associate to an actual geographical place. October 24th through November 3rd. Here's what you want to do. Go to ExperienceIsraelTour.com. I'll spend a little more time the next show talking about that, because that's relatively important for everybody to take advantage of that opportunity. Okay, real quickly, we got some tickets for the Dropbox. And for those that don't know, we did our pastor's appreciation lunch, and the Dropbox was featured as one of the films that are taking place from Focus on the Family. I had a chance to interview Jim Daly and Dr. Lee and Brian, who was actually the director of this and of the movie, and it's just got powerful points everywhere. We're going to be running that interview either later this week or early next week, but we do have some tickets. The deal is to call in and get the tickets. You got to talk to Robo Producer and find out. He's got certain dates in certain theaters, and your ability to go must match those theaters and those dates. Does that sound about right? Am I close to that, or how close am I?
That is absolutely correct. And if they have a nice recipe for a good brisket, they can share that with us as well.
Okay, I'm not going to oppose that. The requirement is that you call 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473, and either use the entry point hello or hi. You can either use hello or hi. 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. Let me tell you something about this movie that I do know. Our very own Brian K. Smith went to the movie. He said absolutely moved him to the core. Completely. I mean, it made him feel like, man, I just want to draw closer to the Lord, do more for his kingdom. What we do know about these movies is that they're running somewhere in the, March 5th is when the big opening is. They'll have an opportunity to get into the movie, a great opportunity, which is very rare to see a Focus on the Family film, a film that they are committing a lot of resources to. We encourage you, 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473, to get involved with the Dropbox. The most bizarre thing when you watch this stuff, I'm telling you right now, is these people drop babies off. And the ministry of Pastor Lee is they take these babies that are dropped off and they raise them. And instead of letting them be killed or just thrown into the street, they've created a Dropbox where they drop them off. It's just overwhelming. And he never felt like he was doing anything special. He just simply felt like the Lord put it on his heart to do. And now he's having a chance to do it, not just where he is in the area of Korea, but also other ministry places throughout the world. Pretty exciting. 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. So we're going to be giving tickets away. I know we're running. Are we running long yet? We're kind of like right there, like a minute left. Yeah, 2 minutes left. So here's what I want to encourage you to do. All right, from what we can tell, the movie basically runs the March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So as part of this opportunity, there's going to be about 700 different theaters that have this movie going to it. You're going to get a chance to get two tickets to the Dropbox, a nationwide theatrical event. And there's a couple of great things you can do to get more information. You can also visit kprz.com to get tickets that way. But we are giving away tickets here on the show.
Going to take the first caller.
You can take the first caller. Do we already have a caller?
No, I'm just saying when they call, I can take it.
Okay, so we can take the first caller. We'll start that when we come back from our break. Do it that way because that'll be easier. It'll be 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. If you want to get tickets to the Dropbox, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I used to have great credit, but when the economy went south, I lost my job.
Why are you living with bad credit when you can have great credit?
Then we lost our home and one of our cars. The credit cards, I couldn't keep up with the payments, but now things have turned around and I'm back to work. My credit, though, yeah, that's not so pretty.
Did you know that any item on your credit report can be legally and permanently removed? Items like foreclosures, short sales, bankruptcy, even collection accounts and charge-offs can be removed in as little as 90 days. Fortress Credit Pros have helped thousands of people fix their credit and increase their FICO scores up to 150 points in as little as 90 days. Visit badcreditisachoice.com for more information and to order your free credit audit. Or call them at 888-900-3678. That's 888-900-3678. 3678. Call 888-900-3678. Change the way you view your credit. Visit badcreditisachoice.com today. Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop, and with over 20 years of solar experience, Current Solar Contracting is here to make sure you get the best deal possible.
Hello, my name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting. We're looking to provide you with quality workmanship and services. We do extensive research to make sure what we're putting on your home or business is the best the solar industry has to offer and the best fit for your solar needs. Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated, so when you work with us, you work with real employees, not outsourced third parties. We work directly with you step by step to ensure complete customer satisfaction. Take the solar challenge. See how much money Current Solar Contracting can save you.
Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
We can't wait to have you join our Current Solar family.
619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com.
Is in the air. Enter to win a pair of tickets to the Relationship Conference with Matt Chandler at The Rock Church and dinner for two at the Corvette Diner in Point Loma. Join us for this great relationship conference while creating a memorable and romantic experience with your loved one by strengthening your relationship with Christ and each other. Enter to win in just a few easy steps at kprz.com and share the love about this great event with your friends and family. P.S. The $35 per person early lover special ends soon.
Visit KPRZ.com to learn more about The Rock Church's Relationship Conference with Matt Chandler. Get the relationships in your life kickstarted, and don't miss this two-day conference on Friday, March 6th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and Saturday, March 7th, 9 p.m. to noon.
And you better hurry, because the $35 per person early love bird special ends soon.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quickly, I want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. We did have a few people call in on the tickets. You're welcome to still call. Actually, he's taking a call right now. So we're going to give away a Dropbox tickets for out the next like 4 or 5 days just to give people an opportunity to see the movie. We think it's definitely worthwhile, and it's going to be something that will really encourage you and be a blessing. Going to be the big movie, the big first movie from Focus that's coming out this year. Should be lots of fun in and of itself, but challenging. And the thing I would say about that is a movie that you watch, they don't do these movies so you feel guilty. That's not the purpose of a movie that they're trying to create. Movies are done to inspire and to encourage and to prompt us to action. So if you ever see a movie, or even when you're hearing a sermon, so let's just say you're hearing a sermon, and the sermon, you're thinking, oh man, I got to do this, I got to do this, I want to do more, I want to get more involved. Even when you're going through that process, the purpose of the sermon is not to guilt you out. Okay, now there are preachers that preach that way, but rarely is that the genuine case. The idea is to encourage you, to motivate you, to spur you on. I have a friend of mine that I taught to that he reads his Bible, but he says, sometimes when I read, every time I read, I feel guilty. And what I taught him about, and I think it's a valid point for all of us, is instead of, reading that word and feeling guilty for what you're not doing, acknowledge it to the Lord. Just say, I'm reading this and I'm not doing a lot of these things. Help me to really focus on the things you want me to focus on, but it seems like there's a lot to do. Help me to work on the things you're working on, and let's, work on them, one at a time or however many at a time in partnership. I find it amazing that there are Christians who will try and work on 10 different things when God is working on 2. And it doesn't seem like it yields a lot of success when we go about it that way. So my encouragement, just as a Christian, from one Christian to another, is to, to work on the things that the Lord is working on. And rarely, by the way, rarely, even in the same church, is it the same thing. I mean, what the Lord is working on one person, he is often not working on another person. It does happen, but it's not the common occurrence. What God is trying to teach my wife and what God is trying to teach me have very rarely been the same. What's great is that when they get discussed, and they should be discussed, then there's learning for everybody. You kind of expand your whole learning model, and that's a much more effective way to go about things. And just while I'm on this little soapbox, I think I'll just stay on the soapbox for a minute if you don't mind. The bottom line is the idea of pursuing the Lord in prayer and the idea of pursuing scriptures to understand that God speaks to you. The reason to do that is not so that you can have a badge and say, well, I read my Bible. Well, I did my prayers. That is not the intent. And so, you'll see many non-Christian depictions of Christians. It's just a pastor going, read your Bible, pray, do this. And they're very negative the way they approach it. And it's kind of harsh in the way they do it. The reason that we're encouraging people to read their Bible is because many times in the Word of God itself, you find the answers from the voice of God. Now, I'm not telling people to read Leviticus 12, 13, and 14, 18 or 19 times, unless you're really into mold and buildings. Okay, then you can. But there's many great things in Scripture, many passages which encourage us to move past our fear and our frustration, and many Scriptures that move us past anxiety. And we can utilize those Scriptures and engage with the Lord and hear what He has to say. I mean, the Lord doesn't tell you and I stuff because He's some big meanie. That's just a weird concept of God. I'm very sorry that people have had tough upbringings by their parents. I'm super sorry. But that doesn't reflect God Himself. God is a perfect parent who loves His children. And so when He talks to you or He corrects you or chastises you, tells you, no, don't touch that oven, it's hot. No, don't cross that street, it's dangerous. When He does that, He's not doing it so He can get some kind of secondary pleasure out of it. He's doing it so He can help you. The Lord doesn't do these things to hurt you. He doesn't, when you're praying, I don't know if you ever had this happen, when you're praying and you just sense like the Lord is telling you, hey, you really had a bad attitude about this. Well, the Lord doesn't do that because He's just trying to be mean. He does that to help us. He does that to guide us. He does that to teach us. He does that to walk us through and to mature us and to help us to be more like Jesus. And I know it's hard, but if you read Hebrews chapter 12, the discipline of the Lord comes in a manifestation of His love. He disciplines us because He loves us. And he wants us to do well. He wants us to be well. He wants us to function well. So instead of like getting caught up in the, it's just about these exercises, listen to this thought. The next time you read your Bible, ask the Lord to help you to hear what he's saying. The next time that you're engaged in prayer, ask the Lord also to help you to hear and also to share the fullness of your heart with him so you can feel like you're outpouring yourself to him. Don't treat it as something you need to do for a badge. Treat it as part of the connection in your relationship with him. Move past the religiosity. Move into the reality. Remember, the Lord is seeking people who will worship him in spirit and in truth, with aletheia, with truthfulness, not a false sense of anything. And when you're there by yourself, it's just you and the Lord in that book. There's nobody else there but you guys. And maybe an enemy who's trying to distract you from time to time. Stay focused on the fact that the Lord wants to commune with you. He loves you. He doesn't have to do anything. He prompts you because he loves you. He's trying to support you, trying to stand with you. He does stand with you, trying to encourage you. Maybe we should try to listen. I don't know. Just a thought. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to do another story in a DDD in history. Don't go anywhere. I think
you'll understand. Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Don't let your home painting project turn into this. Use the professionals at Darby Painting, the residential painting specialist with over 40 years experience and an A-plus rating in the BBB. Darby Painting is committed to excellence, quality, and value, which is good for you because then you have more time for good old-fashioned relaxing and less time for getting stressed out. The team of experts at Darby Painting can't wait to show you the quality and value of their work. And they do way more than just painting. They do carpentry, drywall repair, deck restoration, and acoustic removal. Darby Painting is so eager to help you that they're going to give you a written warranty and $100 off your project.
Join thousands of satisfied clients and ditch the stress. Call Darby Painting, 619-250-7488. 619-250-7488. Darby Painting, completely licensed, bonded, and insured. 619-250-7488. License number 949677.
Leon Patillo, that name can take you sometime back to your rock and roll days of listening to Santana, or remind you of a more recent man filled with the Holy Spirit, using his musical gifts today to encourage, to bring joy, humor, inspiration, and excitement into the hearts of many, while spreading the word of Jesus Christ.
Keep me from going
on Sunday, March 1st, Leon Patillo will be doing a free concert, Santana to Hosanna, at La Jolla Presbyterian Church at 4 p.m. This free concert by Leon Patillo is presented by San Diego's own Urban Life, a strong local ministry helping young people transform neighborhoods through building people that love God. Santana to Hosanna with Leon Patillo will be a fun, family-friendly free concert on Sunday, March 1st, 4 p.m. at La Jolla Presbyterian Church, presented by Urban Life. Leon Patillo, free Sunday, March 1st, 4 p.m. at La Jolla Presbyterian Church. A free will offering will be taken in support of Urban Life at Sunday, March 1st, 4 p.m. at La Jolla Presbyterian Church.
I know you may have lost money in the stock market. You may be dissatisfied with what the banks are paying. Your 401k, SEP, IRA has dropped drastically. Or you may say, oh boy, the market's coming back. I'll stay put. Yeah, right. When is the next stock market fall going to happen? I don't want to ever lose 40% again. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Now you don't ever have to go backwards again due to stock market decline. Insurance companies guarantee it. It's called indexed annuities. America's best kept secret. Get this. No fees, no commissions paid out of your funds. Just historically the safest place you can put your money, and you get me, and I'll teach you right over the phone how this works. No pressure, best service you'll ever get. Get off that roller coaster ride. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Remember, you'll never go backwards again due to stock market decline. Now, isn't that where you want to have your money? Call me now at 1-800-553-6247, and God bless you.
Call 800-553-6247. Certain restrictions apply. License number 057-8122.
Once upon a time, there was a company that did not know how to find local employees. Their employees were excellent, but so exhausted from their long commutes, the employees slept more than they worked. Sadly, the company began to slow, until one day, someone woke up.
I'm awake!
And that day, the company discovered HelpWantedSanDiego.com. They easily posted many jobs in minutes for one low price and found the most excellent local employees, from the loading dock to IT to the executive suite. All of their old employees found local jobs, too, through HelpWantedSanDiego.com.
Yay!
So there was a happy ending for all. If your company sounds like this, and you want it to sound like this,
hooray!
Remember HelpWantedSanDiego.com. More local jobs. Long name, amazing results.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Who keeps you cheering year after year? Who's got the ballpark? The best is all right here. Who's got the fans with so much Cleveland pride? Who's talking baseball? Talking tribe. We're talking baseball. Talking tribe.
Okay, I'm starting to feel nauseous. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, don't you got like a Padres song?
Well, I do, but I thought since the Indians were already eliminated from contention for this baseball season, we should give Ron something.
Oh, that is just cold. That was cold. Funny, but cold. All right, so for those that try to get tickets, a couple things. The geography on some of these locations is a little bit less North County, right? A little bit more middle of the city kind of thing. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then tomorrow we're going to give away more tickets, and then Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, we got four more pairs, so we're going to give some away for the rest of the week.
Actually, I think we got six altogether.
Ooh.
So we might be able to give away some beyond that. Let's keep in mind, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. I cannot begin to tell you how this day we're just pulling this show together piece by piece because there's like 50 things going on at once. Not the least of which is I'm talking, breathing, moving my hand, and holding a piece of paper at the same time. So right there, four things I'm multitasking in right there. Let's get to the heart of the matter. A little bit of history for those that care or for those that don't care. In 1817, on this day, Baltimore became the first U.S. city to be lit by gas. I think there's a few ways you can interpret that.
I was thinking the same thing.
I'm just not even going to try. 1904 opened Madame Butterfly, and that premiered in Milan. In 1996, on this day, chess champion Garry Kasparov beat the IMB computer Deep Blue, winning the six-game match.
As a lover of chess, I think that's pretty fascinating.
I think that's cool. Today, in theory, is Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Dave, you look lovely today.
Let me just say, it's probably random acts of kindness in places like San Diego. Maybe not everywhere. For those that are interested, the Packard in 1951 introduced its 250 chassis convertible. So that's for car people. That's pretty good. 1960 on this day, Martin Luther King Jr. is arrested in the Alabama bus boycott. And then in 1985 on this day, Murray Hayden became the third person to receive an artificial heart. Third one. Wow. That's a quick view of the history. Now let's do the story. Then we'll do the DDD. It's just one thing after another, but I don't want to leave you hanging. Because, my friend, I've got an amazing, amazing story here. Although I do need to know, there's a certain song that I asked Paulie to pull up. I don't know if it's going to be there or not. It's by Carly Simon. You may or may not have it. If it's not there, it's probably the one you are thinking of.
Dave, you're so vain.
That'd be the one. Do you got that song? Let me hear that song. Let me hear it. From the I Can't Believe Any Human Being Is Actually This Vain department, and that came out of that straight department. We have a department that just deals with people that are so vain you can't believe it. Goes way beyond the selfies. Just it's a whole separate department, whole separate division, has different officers, different levels. Here's this one. To avoid wrinkles. To avoid wrinkles, a woman does not smile or laugh for 40 years. To avoid wrinkles, a woman does not smile or laugh for 40 years.
So she's already done this.
Yeah, for 40 years, she has not smiled or laughed. Okay, now adding just general context, adding that she must have been 15, 20 years old when this started or older. But let's just say, just for the sake of discussion, let's say she's 20 and she for 40 years decides not to smile or laugh. No smiling, no laughing, 40 years just so that she can avoid wrinkles. So she's so vain that she doesn't want to have any wrinkles. So for 40 years, she does not smile. She does not laugh. She probably does not have a date. And probably does not have anybody that ever wants to talk to her because she does not smile and she does not laugh.
She probably doesn't watch movies either.
She probably, well, she's either very unfamiliar with facelifts. That's all I can think. Or just does not think that smiling or laughing is worth looking wrinkled when she's got to be in her 60s, maybe 70s, maybe 80s. So here's the problem that I have with this. I have every problem with this in every capacity. What person doesn't exist as a person so that they can be preserved so that when they're in the casket, they can look good? What is that?
And I want to know, how do you get through life, unless you stay in the house at all times, how do you get through life without smiling or laughing?
Well, it's an excellent question.
Even in the food department, I smile a lot.
Nothing. I mean, if I have a good bite of an In-N-Out burger, I'm smiling. I mean, come on. I mean, who doesn't smile with a good In-N-Out burger? Who doesn't smile when you have that French fry from McDonald's and you got the top two or three French fries out of that little red box?
Oh, those are pretty awesome.
Come on. You don't smile when you eat a brownie? Wow. Also, she can look good when she's dead.
Yeah, try looking in the mirror then.
Well, that's a good one. Yes, but I don't have any wrinkles. But did I look good? What? No, we do closed casket here. Anyway, that's just I don't know. I'm not going to support that because that's nuts, and I'm not giving that.
Putting it mildly,
it's just so strange. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. I'm going from that to this. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. Luke chapter 2, verse 11, a passage many of you are familiar with, but I wanted to kind of hit it at a slightly different angle. It says this: "For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Now, we sing about this. It's in the hymns. It's in the morning Christmas programs. It's in the church programs. It's all over the place. There's nothing new. But I was one thing I caught in the New American Standard that I personalized. And in personalizing, you got to be careful because you got to keep context. You got to have the content in the beginning and the content in the back and all of it in between and read it all together as a portion. But there's this one thing that just kept neon signing me. That I couldn't get away from. It says this: "For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord." And so the thing that stood out for whatever reason was the "for you" part. I think it's easy to take things like Christmas and take things like the resurrection, take things that are application universal in its application or approachability. I mean, the gospel of salvation is open to everybody. Not everybody will receive it. But to see it in these big, broad stroke terms where you just see everything with this big swirl of color. And it's like, I'm reading this and I'm thinking, for today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And I have to wonder, because I wonder about myself, how many people do not understand the, this was done for you. I mean, I know everybody goes, that's for everybody. I get that. But you know what? Everybody, you're included in everybody. Robo producer, I don't know if you know this or not, but you know, when they say everybody there at Salem, that includes you. You're a part of that too.
Good to know.
And so it's important to understand that when the Lord does something magnificent, he does it for you too. It is for everybody, but for you. So I went and looked at Romans 8:31, which says this: what then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? You know, the Lord is for us. He's for us, not against us. He's on our side, so to speak. We're actually supposed to be on his side, but he's together with us. He's in partnership with us. He's for you. You know, you and I, we needed a Savior. Well, a Savior was born for you. For you. And you think, yes, but I'm not that important. No, you are that important. That's what it's saying. You're important because God declares you to be important. You're not important because the world says you're important. You're important because God says you're important. The world doesn't have a heaven to put you in. God does. When the party is over, the world will have no accolades. There will be no trophy programs in the world. What there will be is all the honor that God brings. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, our Facebook post, don't go anywhere.
A friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
La Casa del Zorro Resort and Spa in Borrego Springs is a golfer's paradise and home to the Tom Fazio-designed Rams Hill Golf Course adjacent to the hotel. For special stay-and-play golf packages, visit lacasadelzorro.com or call 760-767-0100 for reservations.
Make your next real estate transaction count for eternity. Meet top-performing residential real estate professional, Sam Razul.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam here. So you or someone you know is thinking about buying or selling a home. Here's my proposal. Give me an interview and I'll donate $250 to a ministry of your choice, regardless of who you hire. And if you do choose to hire me, I'll give 25% of my commissions back to your favorite ministry. You have nothing to lose by giving me and my team a chance to earn your business.
Sam wants to share his Muslim to Christian testimony with you or your small group. You won't believe how much of his commissions he'll share with ministry. Call Sam now at 858-722-7515 or visit him online at thinksam.com. He's the real deal. BRE license number 011-92260.
Call me now. I'll answer all your questions right over the phone. 858-722-7515 or visit me online at thinksam.com. Thinksam.com.
This is Albert Moeller for Townhall.com. Presidents of the United States are usually awful as theologians, and President Obama is no exception. Recently at the National Prayer Breakfast, President Obama asserted that when people do evil in the name of faith, it's because the faith has been perverted or distorted. Any faith can be perverted this way, Mr. Obama said, and no religion is inherently violent. On the contrary, the fact remains that Western civilization, and much of the world beyond, is directly threatened by a militant form of Islam that has the allegiance of millions of Muslims. While the vast majority of Muslims in the world are not fighters in a jihad against the West, and for that we must be thankful, the president's own national security authorities directly disagree with him when he recently said that 99.9% of Muslims do not back Islamic terrorism. President Obama's refusal to acknowledge the worldview of those who declare themselves to be our enemies is neither intellectually honest nor safe. It's a theological disaster, but it's a foreign policy disaster as well. I'm Albert Moeller.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm a mentor, host, home provider with California Mentors Family Home Agency. If you have an extra bedroom and want to make a real difference in your community, open your home to an adult with a developmental disability who might not have the opportunity to live with a loving family like yours. Call a California Mentor recruiter today who can share more about this special program. You'll get all the ongoing support you need and a generous monthly stipend. Call a California Mentor recruiter today at 1-855-MENTOR-2 or go online at mentorswanted.com.
Team Kia of El Cajon wants to get you up to $6,000 over Kelley Blue Book fair market value for your old trade today. Drive a new 2015 Kia Soul lease, just $88 per month. Or a 2015 Kia Optima lease, just $98 a month. Backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. If you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Team Kia of El Cajon wants to approve your credit. Team Kia of El Cajon.com. Call 866-680-7649 for all the details.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Got a free fall out into nothing. Gonna leave this world for a while.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. You know, the one thing I have not done the entire show is the weather and the traffic. How about that? So I'll tell you right now, the weather, it's nice. I mean, it's nice. Weather's nice. Traffic, it's, you know.
Not horrible?
We know. I mean, it's...
It's almost 4 o'clock, so it can't be that good.
Yeah, I mean it's like getting a hot dog, and the very bottom of the hot dog's all wet.
Oh,
and
nice
so
analogy.
You have
that's
onions and relish there, and then you lift up the hot dog, and then the stuff kind of plops down.
That's not a very good hot dog.
That's kind of like that's the weather. Just to give you an idea of what that is. By the way, I did not get to equality and entitlements and equal rights, which I am committed to do tomorrow. I apologize. I did not get it today. We just had so many things happening at once. I promise we'll take care of that tomorrow.
Still positioning for a five-hour show.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what you need. 5 hours. What's the problem? What is wrong with that? All I want to do is rule the world. Oh, sorry. So the bottom line there is we'll get to that tomorrow, plus more ticket giveaways, and we'll take more of your complaints and your calls tomorrow. That'll make things nice and easy. So before we exit out, though, we always like to do our Facebook post. What do you got for my Facebook post music? See, that's legendary. See, if people know what that's from. If you know what that's from, you are that smart. And if you're not, maybe you should get smart. Get it? Oh, good one. Okay, Facebook post. Psalm chapter 118, verse 14. Psalm chapter 118, verse 14. And it says this. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Now, many of us know this song. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. And so you start singing that. Please don't. You can either be singing that one or some of the other ones, but this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So there's a couple of really cool things in here. For those that are into God being the creator, you really appreciate that this is the day that the Lord has made. And I'll tell you right now why. Well, you don't understand, Dave. Eschatologically, this must happen and this must happen, this must happen. Unless God wakes up and goes, all right, that's it, I'm done. Poof. Gone. So, you know, you kind of back it up there a step, okay? And be thankful for the fact that the Lord gave us another day, made another day for us. Let the sun shine yet again. Let the earth rotate yet again. Kept the moon right where it's supposed to be kept yet again in his graciousness and in his mercy. And so in lieu of that, the psalmist says, hey, rejoice. Hey, you got another day. So you might as well rejoice. You might as well rejoice and be glad in it. And how you know it's actually rejoice is because he says be glad in it. He doesn't say be depressed about it. Now, there's a lot of us who are running around being depressed about a lot of things. There's a lot of things in the news or a lot of things in life that are depressing. By the way, the word depression comes from the word, and I can't remember if it's the Latin word or not, but it comes from the word where you take a screw and you push it down with a thumb. It's like, ooh. Ooh, interesting. But anyway, the idea in this passage is this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's almost as though the passage tells you that you have a choice. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, Dave, I think you're onto something. Let's follow that line of thought.
Okay.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. You mean we have a choice? It says, let us rejoice. That means you have a choice. Get it? This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And so the simple note, I don't need complex notes for these, you know, posts. I just need to make sure I get the one note in. Here's what I wrote. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. To rejoice and to be glad in it, our call. That's our call. That's your call. Make the call. You want to wake up today? All right, tomorrow you're going to wake up. By the grace of God, you'll still be with us here unless the Lord really blessed you and you're up there with him. But you're going to wake up and you choose. Happy? Not happy. Miserable? What? Whatever you want to be. I'll tell you what. You choose, because this is, tomorrow will be the day the Lord makes, and you can rejoice and be glad in it, or not, whichever you choose. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, and then we're back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you tomorrow.